Our Place, episode 579.
It's Halloween time, and I'm here to help a werewolf whose howl is more like a yelp. A ghost with its sheet all wrinkled and stained. The vampire with a cavity? What a pain. Oh, how they feel so sad and low. I'll need to do a search and find them info. A voice class for the werewolf every full moon. Dry cleaning for the ghost, it will look spiffy soon. A dentist for the vampire and clean fangs too. Halloween will be fun. Now how can I help you?
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
And that was the Halloween song from Google Home. Earlier in the month, towards the beginning of October, I said to Google Home, sing me a song, and she sang that song. And she said, if you want to hear that song again, say, sing the Halloween song. So I recorded that for you to have a listen to. If you listen to it after Halloween, I apologise because we're a bit late putting it up, but I just thought that was a bit of fun as an intro. So how are you all? We're okay, I think, aren't we, Andrew?
Yes,
I think
keeping,
we're okay.
Keeping fine, really.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. So what's been going on? It's been about a month, isn't it? Really.
Easy, I would say. We've had one meal out since Italian. Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was very enjoyable.
What restaurant was that?
Prezzo.
Yeah.
The pronunciation's Prezzo, but everyone calls it Prezzo.
Prezzo, yeah. Yeah, Prezzo's. Yeah, so we had that there.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You've been out and about working away a bit. Not staying anywhere overnight.
No,
out, but you have had several days out.
Yeah.
Three of them in one place, because, excuse me, three of a five-day training thing, sessions, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Three in Woking.
I've been out to Birmingham.
Podcast download complete.
I didn't turn that off. That's all right. That's my Victor Reader Trek, which I shall be talking about a little bit later on. Not going to be a full review, but I'm going to talk about the GPS capabilities of it. So, but anyway, and it's downloading podcasts because I've turned it on.
Yeah, I thought somebody wanted to know about the podcast as well, didn't they?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that too, yeah. And I'll tell you the problems I think there are with it.
That'll be interesting.
Well.
So, yeah, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So I went to Birmingham, this is actually one. Angie said to me, "What did I want to talk about this?" But I said no originally. But I'm going to talk about it because people should be aware of it. My customer bought a Pixel 4 XL on Amazon. Not the Google store, but on Amazon. And what happened was, this is something I've never seen before. I went to set it up for him at his house. And it came up with a message saying, this device is set up for an organization. If this is an error, please contact your admin, your IT admin. And it gave me a link to tap on to find out more. And it gave me an email address of techstop@google.com, or give them a ring on this number in America. The upshot was that it was set up as an organizational Pixel, and there's nothing we could do about it. Google, as I understand it, can only unlock this because they have the IMEI numbers and so on. But Alex decided he didn't want to keep the phone because it was a little bit too big for him, so he wanted a slightly smaller one. So he's now gone for the Pixel 4a. But the we rang up the company because it was done by a third-party reseller, and they said they'd had two other customers that complained about this, and they bought 25 of these phones to sell on Amazon from obviously a job lot from somewhere, and they were all set up as these organizational phones, I reckon, because two people have already complained about it. And the company were very fair, I have to say. They gave him, or they're giving him, a refund plus 20 quid and postage as well. So I thought that was more than fair, really, because they were as annoyed about it as he was. So anyway, he's sent that back now using Amazon Returns, and he's ordered a Pixel 4a. So we couldn't set up his Pixel 4XL, so it looks as though we might have to go back at some point to set up his Pixel 4a. But the trouble is, now they're talking about lockdown today, aren't they?
But we're looking at Tuesday. The plan is Tuesday to go back.
Wednesday.
No, sorry, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So yeah. At the moment, the plan is for Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could all change, of course.
Yeah.
But that's the plan. So that's all we can do on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You do have another upcoming job to go somewhere, but again, that might not happen either.
Yeah. Plus, I've got another two at Woking.
Yes, which might have to be postponed too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. We will see what happens. We don't know what's going to happen yet, do we?
No.
It's all very vague.
So it's all good fun.
But it's all good fun. But yes, we've been busy.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another strange thing that happened, wasn't there?
What's that?
The newsletters, the saga of the Brown newsletters.
Oh, for goodness sake, yeah.
That was strange, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we sent some Braille newsletters we transcribed into Braille for Heart's Vision Loss. And they phoned me up and said, where are the Braille letters, newsletters? And I said, well, we sent them out. And they said, we didn't get any letters from you, but we got some solicitor's deeds. So
podcast download completed.
We were wondering, you know, why they got solicitor's deeds or something, and it sounded like the stickers had come off, or one of the address stickers had come off, and they'd put it back on the wrong parcel. That's all I can think of.
So we had to go all through brailing these and treasury tagging them together all over again.
Yeah. So yeah.
Thankfully, there was only six of them.
Yes. Yeah.
But that was really rather, in fact, what happened, she sent us an email, me and you, didn't she? Saying, I've got these strange things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
With your stickers on.
How did she get your email address?
Well, they've got it anyway, because I get emails from them about...
of course.
When they have do's and quizzes and EGMs or whatever.
Oh, of course,
They've got my email address anyway.
Yeah.
We live in the same place.
Anyway, I had to do another print run and send them off.
And she'd also spoken to me a few days prior because about where she'd written to you and because you hadn't seen her email, she was checking we was okay, that you were all right.
Yeah, that's right.
And I told her when the newsletters were due to sort of turn up. So yeah, obviously that's how they got my email address. They've got it anyway. So yeah, but oh dear, fun and games. I think that's all the fun and games and adventures we've had so far, though, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, we bought this Nest Hello doorbell thingy, but we haven't got that up yet.
No, but we'll talk more about that once we get it up, I think.
Which will be another interesting thing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes.
So that's probably going to be installed next week, or barring lockdowns and all kinds of silliness.
Well, you could probably have an installer, although it's hardly essential.
No.
And it's not an official installer. It's a friend who's perfectly capable of doing it.
Yeah. But it would be potentially a work situation.
It is a work situation, yeah.
Yeah.
And he is ultra capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Totally. So.
Yeah.
He's the one who does the milestones. So people who've had milestones repaired here.
Yeah.
He puts the batteries in and all that. So.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yes.
Notifications coming up on my phone. Sorry about that.
Yes, it's all happening.
That's it really, isn't it?
It is all that we've done, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say before we get into interesting bits?
Not really.
Okay. So, the next thing we're going to do is to play you a recording that David Weston did on his microspeak recorder. And he actually sent me this. He went down to Swanage and recorded this. And he sent this to me to prove to people what a good recorder the microspeak is, even though it's a mono recorder, it's not stereo. And, you know, for a recorder at £40, £39.95, This is an outside recording, which is really quite good. So I'll let you hear that, and then we'll be back.
I'm David Weston. I'm standing on this pier with my wife Ginny. And this pier is called the Banjo Pier here in Swanage, about 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm making this recording on a micro speak, and it's pretty clear. It's very warm and sunny, and a few days ago there was two cruise ships out in the bay. There's only now one, so we don't know what's happened to the other one. I'm told that round in Weymouth there is another 7 cruise ships moored up.
All stuck because of COVID.
All stuck because of COVID. And the tide here is now going out, and that's why we've been gradually moving up the pier to be near to the tide. So now we're going to record the tide so you can hear, hopefully, the sea.
Thank you, David. That was quite interesting. I've never heard an outside recording on microspeak before, so that was quite interesting. I've never done one, to be fair, because I've always considered it really a voice recorder.
I have known someone do one, though, but he didn't play it, but he said it was really good. He took it on holiday and did it. That was David Cooper. Not David Cooper, Don Cooper.
Yeah.
Did that, didn't he?
Yeah. That's right.
And he said it was really quite good. So, it is good, though. I mean, it is actually quite a, it is quite a good recorder. And I think in a room, you see, you could easily put it. I always think of something you could take it to your doctor and put on the desk or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you could record all round, because I was holding it and it was picking your voice up, and you were kind of slightly away to the right and behind me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it will. It is. Yeah.
It's a good little recorder. That microspeak. And thank you for that illustration of that, David. And he also says I can use it for any advertising as well. So
It'll be a good advert anyway.
Yeah. So we'll play it on the podcast here. So I think that's that as far as it goes. Now we'll have a look at this stream, this trek, shall we?
Yeah,
sorry about the banging now, I'm just putting the recorder down on my knee. So I've got the trek in my hand. Now, as I say, I'm not reviewing it. I'm not talking about the size of it or anything like that. It's not a tutorial, anything like that. But people ask me about the GPS of the online, GPS on the device. And it's not too bad. So, for example, if I go online.
Online bookshop, orientation.
GPS ready. On Exeter Close.
There you are, that was quite quick. It says on Exeter Close.
Computing position. On Exeter Close.
There you go. It doesn't tell me anymore.
Any landmarks detected. Invoke what's around.
Oh, all right.
Podcast download completed.
It's down. It's
down. 38 Exeter Close. Next intersection in 39 feet. 3 ways. Exeter Close crossing Exeter Close.
So it's saying we're roughly 38 Exeter Close, but it's not fully accurate yet.
On Exeter Close.
And it's still picking it up. I didn't do anything that time to do that. Now the it's kind of nice, because the go to button, which is used to go to a page or something in a book, is also used.
On Exeter Close. Dead end on Exeter Close.
There you go. Is also used to create a route. So if you press the go to button.
Select a landmark as your destination. 2 landmarks. FY1, 6BF.
So that these are places I've been before.
Explore.
That's explore. So I'm back to explore now, which is where I was before. If I hold it.
Route selection. No route. Next intersection in 0 feet. Dead end on exit to close.
So I can now explore.
Next intersection in 0 feet. Dead end on exit to close.
But there's, we're at a dead end on exit to close, and because we're not going anywhere. Right, let's see if I can put in a new address.
Select a landmark as your destination. Two landmarks. Four exit to close. Stevenage. Enter an address.
So enter an address.
Select a country. Two countries. United Kingdom. Select a region. Seven regions. England.
So if we go to England.
Enter city name. Stevenage.
So if we go to Stevenage.
One city. Stevenage.
Yeah, okay.
Enter street name.
So how do we...
M. G.
Oh, I forgot. I've forgotten. That's the thing I've forgotten about, how to use the keyboard. So what you do is you go up and down.
D. A.
Oh, yeah. You. So if I put in, let's think of a name of a road. Varden Road, is it?
Yeah, that's a.
That's one, isn't it?
One, yeah.
A B C two A B C. T U V.
Oh, I see.
Eight. A. T U V. A. T. M. G. H I 4 G H I T G.
Oh, how do you get to R?
M N O 6 M G M N O T M N O.
I can't find that to get to R now.
N T U V 8. B C.
Oh, I've put in
G.
How do we
A,
delete?
I, 4, G.
Oh, delete has got to be cancel, hasn't it? So
yeah.
Enter city name, Stevenage.
Right, let's go back.
One city, Stevenage.
Right. So if I enter that,
enter
that's better.
T U V.
So if I put V.
Three-way intersection. Exit to close. Crossing. Exit to close.
Please wait.
So I'm looking for streets beginning with V.
Please wait.
Now this is one of the problems I have with the Trek. It takes so long to do anything.
Please wait. Please wait. Please wait.
Exit to close dental practice. Three-way intersection. Exit to close, crossing, exit to close.
Please wait.
Computer room services.
There you are. It's brought up my business now.
It's picking up all the places around now, isn't it?
Please wait.
Yeah, and it's still downloading podcasts.
Please wait.
On exit to close. Dead end on exit to close.
And all I've put is V, because I want all the street names beginning with V.
Please wait. Please wait.
This would probably work better outdoors too.
Yes. That's another thing to bear in mind.
Especially if you only put V. That's not.
Well, there can't be many streets beginning with V. Wait. I don't know how long it takes to bring up the list.
No.
Because I've already put Stevenage.
Yeah.
Please wait.
13 streets. Manor View.
There you are. 13 streets. So Manor View. That's got a V in it.
Yeah.
Monk's View.
Oh yeah.
Park View. Chaffall View. Valerian Way. Valensgate. Valleyway. Varden Road.
Varden Road, here it is.
Enter civic number.
So if I go across.
M.
No, I didn't want to do that. Council isn't M, is it?
Enter street name. M.
Ah. Oh, stupid.
Enter city name. Stevenage.
See? I thought cancel would just go back one letter, but it doesn't. It takes
no, it takes
you back.
It takes it all out. It
takes it all out.
Do, yeah.
City? Stevenage. Right. Enter street name.
So, what I'm going to do...
T-U...
M G A.
I'm going to put V
A.
There you are. I'm going to put V A. Varden.
No street found. Enter street name again.
Ooh,
what?
Didn't like that, did it?
No.
T U V.
So.
Please wait.
Yeah, it's weird how it won't find VA. See, these are weird problems. That I've... Here we are.
That's it.
So.
Monk's View, Park View, Chaffall View, Valerian Way, Valensgate, Valley Way, Varden Road, Verity Way, Varden Road. Enter civic number.
So if I press OK on that, enter civic number.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's...
Address range or intersection. 21 address ranges and intersections. 1 to 1. 3 to 79. 81 to 81.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's just sections of the street.
1 to 1.
So we'll put 1 to 1 Varden Road.
Press confirm to start instructions.
Yeah,
press
go on. Eh?
On exit to close. Please wait.
So now it's calculating the
route. 2, 1 Varden Road. Please head north towards exit to close, crossing exit to close on your left. Turn left on exit to close. Then turn left on Pilgrim's Way.
So if I press right arrow, I think I should get the next instruction.
In 35 feet, turn left on exit to close.
And then again?
In 531 feet, drive onto Pilgrim's Way.
Drive onto Pilgrim's Way.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
In 0.2 miles, drive onto Martin's Way roundabout.
So it's giving me driving instructions.
Yes.
In 204 feet, drive onto Verity Way.
We're nearly at Varden Road.
In 837 feet, drive onto Verity Way roundabout. In 31 feet, turn right on Varden Road. Destination.
There you are, destination.
Destination.
There we are.
Yeah.
So that's your instructions on how to get there. The other thing you could do, I think...
Guiding to a landmark. Press confirm to stop guiding.
All
get
right.
Ready to turn left on Pilgrim's Way.
Yeah.
Then drive onto Pilgrim's Way.
So it's got
activated. Explore.
It's guiding. It was guiding me. I've stopped it now.
Have you got no choice between driving or walking or whatever?
Yes, I think I did it wrong. I think if you press and hold the confirm button, it goes into walking mode, and if you press it goes into driving mode. I think that's the way you do it. But if I
select the landmark as your destination. 3 landmarks. FY1. SIC 4 exit are close. 1 Varden Road. Stevenage.
Right, it's got that in there now. So if I confirm that.
Press confirm to start instructions. Press and hold if in vehicle. Warning. Turn instructions.
See, it says press and hold if in vehicle.
Yes. So it's.
See? So it even gave me driving instructions in pedestrian mode.
Yes.
So if I press and hold. There we are.
Please wait.
Now
it's guidance. 2, 1 Varden Road. Please head west towards exit to close, crossing Pilgrim's Way. Turn left on Pilgrim's Way.
So let
go straight on Pilgrim's Way.
That's the same.
In 74 feet, turn left on Pilgrim's Way.
And again.
In 446 feet, drive onto Pilgrim's Way.
So it's still saying drive.
Yeah.
In 991 feet, drive onto Martin's Way roundabout. In 206 feet, drive onto Verity Way. In 856 feet, drive onto Verity Way roundabout. In 68 feet, turn left on Varden Road. Destination.
In fact, there's more instructions there.
No, it wasn't much different.
No.
I think the maps are all set up for driving in this case.
Yeah.
Not walking.
Yeah. So that's some of my problems with the GPS app. And so it's not as kind of reliable if you're walking, if it's telling you to drive and take the roundabout and things like that. It's not bad, though. The GPS picks up quite well, even indoors.
And if you were creating a route going along, maybe then in future, would that work better? Like if you're creating one as you went? You know, like with can you do the breadcrumbs, like with the old Braille note and that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can actually record routes.
Record routes. That would probably work.
And record them with your voice.
But
and
then
that,
you've got to know where you're going in the first
you've
place.
You've got to know where you're going in the first place. So if you're being taken by a mobility officer...
You could do it.
You could do it.
Yes. Sorry, I did interrupt.
That's all right. That's all right.
But yeah, that's I mean, it does tell you what's around.
Yeah.
It's probably much, much, much better when you're out and about as well. You know, outside and actually going.
Yeah.
But I noticed when we walked before and did Captain, we walked, and it does give you roundabouts. It doesn't. Nothing gives you walking instructions in round here.
No.
The map, it's not laid out for that. There's nothing on the maps to tell you you can walk.
No. No.
So when you go, it doesn't say go down the cycle track, the footpath, or anything like that. It tells you about roundabouts.
No.
And you totally ignore those because you go down the cycle track. You go a different way anyway.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And I noticed before, it doesn't look like it's improved, but I don't know because we're not trying to walk.
No.
But it really doesn't look improved at all in that way.
No.
But yes, it does what it says on the tin, I guess, doesn't it?
No, yeah. Yeah. So that's
then on exit or close.
That's
on exit or close.
That's really all I can say about GPS. I would say, wouldn't you, Anne?
Yeah, I mean, you have had it going in a car and it directed you, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because I heard you do it when we went to Tenbury Wells and came back.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Yes.
You had it directing.
Yes. Yeah.
So we know it works in a car quite nicely. It seemed to work all right, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
The only thing is it takes up an awful lot of it does run the battery down on a journey like that.
It does, yeah. It only does about 3 hours
on. So, you know,
one battery.
You have to be aware of that kind of thing.
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to talk about was podcasts. Now podcasts is a bit of a mishmash on here.
Dead end on exit
or
close.
Oh, dead end on exit or close. There we go. Podcasts is a bit of a mishmash on here. It seems to take I'm subscribed to a lot of podcasts. I've got about 73 podcasts, I think, I'm subscribed to on here.
On exit or close.
I had to. So I imported my subscriptions from Podcast Addict, which is a podcast app I use on
on
my Android phone, on my Pixel. And so if we go to bookshelves,
offline bookshelves, online bookshelves, podcasts, 77, podcast feeds, cool. 56,
Tales Podcast Network,
3 new episodes.
Okay, so we know that it's got 3 new episodes, and I'm looking at a podcast called Tales from Parcast. And if I press play at this point, it would play the whole book. In other words, it calls everything a book. So it would play it from oldest to newest.
3 episodes. Get more episodes. 13 episodes. 1.
The Coyote Teodora.
New. Added to download queue. 1.
The Coyote Teodora.
New.
Oh, I see. So play adds it to the queue.
2.
All new. Superstitions.
New. Added to download queue.
Yeah, new. I see. So the play button adds it to the download queue. New. Now, so if we come out.
3. Episodes. 1.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pine. 2.
And if we want to play a bit of that, we have to press confirm first.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pine. 2.
The tales on this podcast are dark, sometimes scary, and full of adult themes. As a warning, the original story of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow features violence and frightening imagery. Please exercise caution for children under 13.
And then you can find out how much time is left.
Info.
Tales. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pine. 2.
Total time, 41 minutes, 19 seconds. Time elapsed, 18 seconds. Time remaining, 41 minutes, 1 second, 0. Bookmarks. SD space remaining, 1.19 gigabytes. Internal memory space remaining, 17.7 gigabytes. Battery powered, 97%. Downloads info. Podcasts. Current download, 64%. Queued downloads, 72.
Wow.
Wireless.
Silly place. Uppercase S.
Right, so now, that's... So, here's the thing. You can't create playlists of any kind. I'm used to more advanced podcast apps where you can create a playlist and say, I want all my news podcasts or all my horror podcasts or all my whatever podcasts. You know, you can't create a playlist based on genres or anything like that. The only way you can play podcasts that I can see in here is to actually play a given podcast. Do you see what I mean, Ange?
Yes.
So yeah. The only playlist you can really create is to play a podcast like a book.
Podcast download.
Yes.
And it takes forever to download podcasts, as
yes,
you can hear.
It does.
You know, you can hear it takes absolutely ages to download a podcast. It doesn't tell you what podcast it's downloaded either. It says download complete. So now if we look, and I mean, all my podcasts are not huge. I mean, Tales is 41 minutes, we've just discovered. But if we do that again, that info.
Info.
And I go across.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Time elapsed. Time remaining. Zero. Bookmark. SD space. Battery powered. Downloads info. Podcasts. Current download. 10%. Queued downloads. 71.
So it's got 71 podcasts to go.
Mm.
And it's taking roughly 5 to 6 minutes to download any single podcast. So it's really slow at downloading a podcast. Having said that, you can stream a podcast while it's downloading. So you don't have to wait for it to finish. I don't think you don't have to wait for it to finish downloading. But you don't know, there's no way of knowing which podcast it's downloading. So if we go to...
Canceled.
Yeah, I've cancelled playing that episode. That's,
two.
True Horror. Top 10 Haunted Crime Scenes.
New. 3.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pined. 1.
New.
So I'm in Tales. If I go to the bookshelf itself. Hang on.
Online bookshelves. Podcasts. 77. Podcast feeds. 56.
Tales. Podcast Network.
2. New episodes.
Now I've got it keeping 3 episodes by default. So if I go across...
57.
The Archers, BBC Radio 4.
Now that one, it's not saying that it's got any episodes. So if we go in...
0. Episodes. Get more episodes.
Okay, so it hasn't actually downloaded any episodes of that yet.
No.
So it seems that you can't stream. If I hit get more episodes...
Get more episodes. 35. Episodes 1
29/10/2020
new.
So if I go into there,
already queued. 1
already queued.
10/2020 new.
Now will it
already queued?
No.
One.
Ah, so,
so I'm wrong. 10, you can't play a podcast until it's downloaded, right? So if you've got a lot of podcasts, you don't know at any point which ones it's downloaded and which ones it hasn't, except that if you go to the bookshelf,
online bookshelves. Podcasts, 77. Podcast, 58.
The Black Tapes, Pacific Northwest Stories.
59.
The Dark Side of Podcast Network.
So it hasn't downloaded any from any the later those, feeds. Yeah. If we go back...
55.
Survival, Podcast Network.
1. New episode.
There you go.
54.
Sophie Ridge on Sunday, Sky News.
1. New episode.
Okay.
53.
Something Scary, Studio 71.
3. New episodes.
There you go. So, presumably then, it's downloading Sophie Ridge at the moment.
54.
Because it's only got one...
Sky News.
1. New
episode. It's only got one new episode. So if we go in there...
1. Episode. 1.
Troubling Scotland Pipe Nicola Sturgeon.
New. Get more episodes.
Yeah, so the rest of them are in the queue. So... It's all very hit and miss. The podcast client
podcasts,
isn't
77.
The best
podcast
that I've seen.
54.
Sophie Ridge on Sunday, Sky News.
Because they should let you stream it, even if you haven't downloaded it.
Yeah, you wouldn't recommend this to somebody who has loads of podcasts, would you?
No, you couldn't.
But for someone who perhaps doesn't have very many, and I'm sure there are, they've got their favourites.
Yeah.
And they may not have very many. And I noticed when it played a bit of Tales, that speaker did sound quite nice, didn't it? I mean, it's a good, it's clear enough speaker.
It's not bad. It lacks top a bit.
Yes, but for reading like that, just to read.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Most of our podcasts, we wouldn't read, like to listen like that anyway, because a lot of it has stereo music and
that's right, yeah,
in the background, so we wouldn't want to hear them that way anyway. But it sounded a decent speaker. I want to point out where it was saying pint to, it's part.
It's PT.
PT, and it says pint.
And it says pint.
Yes. Some of my voices on my phone do exactly the same.
Podcast download completed.
Yeah,
some of the voices say pint.
So you see, again, it's just downloaded. How long did it take to download that podcast while we were talking?
One night, though, we did notice it speeded up a bit, didn't it? Some of the podcasts.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is a good
plan
for anyone that has very many podcasts.
We've got very fast network here. So we got 49, 50 meg per second. If you imagine if you had 10 meg per second or something like that. It would take forever to download. Yeah. Although I don't think it would. I don't think it'd slow down. I think the built-in modem or whatever is in there is only downloading at about a meg a second or something like that.
It may not matter.
Whatever it is, you know. So if we look back at Sophie Ridge now, she's probably got 54. Two.
Sophie Ridge on Sunday, Sky News.
One. New episode.
No. So what the hell did it download? See?
53.
Something scary. Studio 71.
3.
See, that's there.
52.
Smart consumer. BBC Radio 4.
That hasn't got any.
No.
51.
So it's not
Sky
even.
News Daily. Sky News.
Not even.
Sky News either.
It's not downloading in order either.
No.
50.
Scott Sigler's audiobooks. Scott Sigler.
1. New episode.
See, isn't it weird?
Yes.
It makes no sense how it's downloading podcasts, does it?
No.
Podcast download completed.
That one was quicker.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
That was quicker.
You know. So, you know, I'm glad I left that on, that going, so that you get an idea. But it does seem quite slow, even on a fast broadband connection.
As you say, it's probably the modem. If anybody knows, or anybody, how are you are using this? How are you finding it?
Yeah.
Indeed, tell us what you're using it for. Which bits of it do you use? We're interested, aren't we? And all
because
this is an all-round gadget. You know, it does GPS, it does that, it reads your books.
Yep.
So it's an all-round kind of thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It does several jobs, basically.
Yeah, and the problem, of course, is if you've got a lot of podcasts, as soon as you turn it off, it's not downloading them anymore.
No, it isn't. No.
You know, so it can't download in the background. The only thing I can suggest to people is when you put it on charge, leave it turned on.
Yeah.
Because then it's got a chance to download all your podcasts, hasn't it?
Yes.
Because that's what I did this afternoon. I left it on. So you can see that it's taken all afternoon and it still hasn't downloaded those podcasts.
Not all afternoon, no. It hasn't taken that long, has it?
Well,
all afternoon, all from when we've been talking, though, yeah.
No, because I put it on charge.
Oh, upstairs
earlier.
You had it on. Oh, yes,
yeah.
That was this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I haven't turned it off since.
No, so, yeah.
So, and it's still downloading podcasts. Mm.
It never gets to the end of it. It always goes off before, or you turn it off before it ever gets.
Yeah.
So, you can see that for a lot of podcasts it wouldn't be I can't see it would be any good for lots of podcasts.
No,
but it will play them,
yeah,
so you know it'll do it. It probably is aimed at people who are a casual podcast listener,
yeah,
or have just a few favorites,
yeah.
But we have so many, some we listen to together, which is why we've got so many feeds. Podcast, for instance, we sit near those together, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have as many feeds as you. I've got 20-something feeds, I think, personally.
But it's still downloading, and you know, it won't get to the end before I turn it off.
No, it won't. No.
Well, it might if I plugged it in and left it going, you know, all the rest of the afternoon. But,
well, yeah.
You know, the point is that it's still downloading loads of podcasts, and the other problem I found with it is if you've got a podcast that's got a lot of episodes, so let's say Scott Sigler,
51.
Give you another.
Sky News Daily.
50.
Scott
Scott Sigler's audiobooks.
Now, I'm going to...
One. New episode.
That's got a new episode, okay? Now.
Episode. One.
Nocturnal Throwback, episode number 36.
Okay.
New. Get more episodes.
So I want to hear this from the beginning, say, right? And I want to go back to the oldest podcast. You can't, because...
Please wait. 333.
Ah, that's better.
Nocturnal Throwback, episode number 38.
New.
That's better. So it's found all those episodes. Now, the problem then is it's dependent on how good the RSS feed is, because... If we go to Tales,
get more episodes.
Let's come out of that. One minute.
Online bookshelves. 52.
Smart consumer.
Go back to Tales.
Something scary.
54.
Sophie Ridge on Sunday.
55.
Survival.
Now.
56.
Tales. Podcast Network.
4.
Because we were talking about Tales, weren't we, Ange? And talking about you wanted to hear some early ones. And,
yes.
You know, like Peter Pan and things like that.
Yes.
And I thought this would be a good idea. I could download it here and plug it into the mixer. Right?
Mm.
So that I wouldn't have to set things as unplayed on my phone and all that.
Mm.
However...
5. Episodes. 3.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pined.
4.
The Coyote Teodora.
5.
All new.
Get more episodes. 11. Episodes. 1.
Changelings.
So it only goes to 11 episodes.
That's probably podcast though, isn't it?
No.
Is it not?
No. My phone lists all of
yes,
them.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes. Mm. Yes. So this isn't seeing the whole RSS feed on some podcasts, you know, because this has got loads more. I wonder if there's another Get More episodes. Let's...
2.
New. Haunted Places. Ghost Stories.
New.
Mm-hmm.
3.
The Tale of Uashima.
New. 4.
Solved Murders. The Story of Helen Potts.
Oh, those are adverts.
Podcast download completed.
That's another one it's got.
3. Billy Goat's Gruff.
New. 6.
Percy Lisa the Beautiful and the Bleeder.
So we're going back.
7.
New.
We're going back.
8.
The Robber Bridegroom.
New.
Going back.
9.
The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Going back.
10.
New podcast original. Medical Murders.
Going back.
11.
The Myrtle.
New.
Going back.
Show downloaded episodes.
And that's all you've got. You've then got show downloaded episodes.
1.
Changelings.
So and then you're back to that. What would then dictate that?
It must be the composition of the RSS feed. There must be something about it that this doesn't like.
Yeah.
You know.
That might be changeable by humanware.
It might be, yeah. But it's something, you know, we could report to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but on my phone, it gives me about 300 odd episodes.
That, yeah.
You know. So, it's...
5 episodes. 1.
It's,
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow Pined. 2.
It's not great in terms of the podcasting client. But... I wanted to talk about those because everyone talks about the Daisy side of the Trek and so on, who do talk about it. And I thought I'd talk about the GPS and the podcasting side of it. As a talking book, it's excellent, as usual. And it reads Daisy books fine. But its weak points, I'd say, are podcasting and the way it handles GPS, especially for walking. But there you are. That's my little overview of the Victor Reader Trek. It's a worthwhile thing if you want to listen to podcasts and you haven't listened to podcasts and you've got broadband, because it's an all-in-one. So it's a talking book player as well. And it's quite small, isn't it, Ange?
Yes.
So easy to carry around.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it off now. And when you do, it goes and vibrates in your hand. So there you go. That is... the the Trek, let me put that down, and that's it really.
Yeah,
that's it. So I did promise I'd do an overview of the GPS on the Trek, so I think that's it, isn't it, Ange?
Yes, I think so. We need to say we've made a decision, haven't we, that we are going to try to do a podcast a month at the end of each month.
Yeah, we found at the moment, and we're not getting any feedback from anyone as well, so that's a little dig at you guys out there, that...
probably got as little to say as we are.
A weekly episode, we probably haven't got a lot to say, because obviously, other than work, we're not travelling a lot, and we are just working and just doing the same old, same old. So Therefore, it's likely that for the moment you'll only get a podcast once a month.
And it might only be say we're all right and that's it. So if you want something more interesting, you might have to come up with your own ideas.
Yeah, and whatever you send us, we'll put on the podcast, yeah. As David has. So, by the way, David did say in the email he's promised us a review of Guide Connect from Dolphin. So ooh. Once I get that, I'll put that on the podcast as well.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that will be good.
Yeah.
So for the time being, for the moment, it'll be kind of once a month. I'm finding that other podcasters, I'm talking about the Phone Show Chat podcast, they're doing two a week. And they're almost saying the same things. And yeah. I think they're running out of things to
talk about, yeah.
You know, and it's actually getting boring now, even for me. So that's how I feel about, you know, too much content doing the same old, you know. And I don't want to end up the same way doing that. So I only want to put out some content for you if it's worth putting out. So that... We decided for the moment it might go back to weekly if we get a lot of material, mightn't it, Ange?
Well, yes.
But at the moment we're going to go to monthly, and we'll try and do it at the end, the last week of every month, like it is now. So bear that in mind if you don't see a podcast for us for a few, you know, a couple of weeks, and you think, where are we? We haven't forgotten you, but it's moving for the moment to once a month.
If it does get postponed from that week, it probably means we've got a visitor or something.
And then it'll be the next week.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, we might be saying very little.
Yeah.
Because there isn't anything going on.
No, and I mean, as I say, we're hearing at the moment that they're threatening to lock us down again. So it may be that I'm not even travelling out.
No,
so
that's,
you know,
right. There may
be even less to say, wouldn't there? Yeah.
While we're talking about things that people might say, has anyone, any of you, especially if you can't see, but even if you can, got this, what's it called, cooker.co.uk, is it?
Yeah.
The thing that you put in which does, you see it in the adverts, cold water, sparkling water, chilled water, sparkling water, hot.
Yeah, we're just curious to know if it works and how well it works.
And can you use it if you can't see?
Can you use it if you can't see?
I know it's a long shot. I don't expect anyone, because I don't even know anyone that's got this, personally. Yeah, out of all the people I know, I'm nobody. But we do see it advertised, and we're curious.
Yeah, so I'll put a link to the show in the show notes to cooker.co.uk, and then anyone that wants to look at it, they don't have to Google it. They can go straight there.
They can see what it is, yeah. What we're talking about.
Yeah. So if anyone's got one or used one or had an experience of one, we'd like to hear, because I'm sort of vaguely interested, but it's like these super kettle things, you know, that we've had before. They break down very quick, don't they? And
they also splatter a bit too much for my liking.
Yeah.
They can do a bit.
Yeah. So we're back to a regular kettle.
We are, because our super kettle broke. We couldn't get another one, could we?
No.
There was a lot of trouble with them.
Yeah.
And the reviews had got so bad.
But this cooker.co.uk, essentially it's a tap that you put in your kitchen.
Yeah, and it's got, levers.
It can give you cold, still or sparkling. And hot water, can't
it? Boiling water.
And
well,
boiling water.
Ready for your tea and stuff.
You know, pre-boiled.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, we're interested to see if that's doable by someone who can't see. And, you know, has anyone had one? You have to have it installed.
Yeah, you do. Somebody has to come and do it.
But it does intrigue me. Anyway, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that will do it. And we'll see you... next time, when hopefully we'll have a little more to talk about. Although this one has been a little bit of fun and a bit of a review and a bit of whatever, and so, you know, it's been a bit of a different podcast today, isn't it, in that respect, because you've got the ghosty music at the beginning,
yeah,
and you've got the little overview of the trek and various things like that. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we'll see you as ever next time.